I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting open-minded on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners, who have their eye on a place on the Blackrock Road. It all started when Fifi underscore Med Diet posted a poll asking how many of us thought we were at the top of the social tree in Cork. 72% of the Stunners felt we could be doing way better. Chloe underscore Volvo XC90 said she's done one or two things she's ashamed of just to get on the list with the top estate agents on the South Mall. So she always gets a heads up when a place goes up for private sale on Sundays. Well, Fifi said there is a swingers group operating on the BRR, that's what we call the Blackrock Road, and they have a charity outreach scheme where they allow one couple from the Douglas Road to join. She's put her and Ken's name down on the list. They're waiting to hear. Eleonora underscore electric scooter said she's been to one of their soirees with her Ken and it improved their social standing in Cork by 27%. I'd be up for that myself at the moment. I'm somewhere between smoking hot and outrageous after a fortnight on the Mediterranean diet. I'd do very well for myself indeed at a swingers party on the Blackrock Road. My Ken is addicted to elite tea cakes and it shows, so I'd say he'd end up doing a lot of the watching. Do you know anyone that could get me into that party? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, can you get me into a swingers party on the Blackrock Road? She said, no probs. I presume you want an invite for your lovely husband as well. I said, Jesus, no. My Connor would probably want to sex with me.
Hello, it's Andy here again in West Cork. Thanks for answering my question last week. It isn't easy being an English person abroad, so I found it very helpful. I'm wondering if you could help me with a new problem. No one wants to talk work with me. My job is as a loss adjuster for an insurance company, and I'd be the first to admit it's very boring. My ex-wife would be the second to admit that, from the love nest she set up with my brother Colin, just outside Stoke-on-Trent. He's a much more interesting character according to her good self, which I find quite hurtful because he's a database administrator. I was in a pub in Clonakilty the other night and frankly, I was surprised how few people wanted to chat about the difference between the Guinness over here and on the mainland. Some of them just got up and walked away. The only person who wanted to talk to me was Tim Pat Mary. My God, but that man knows a lot about the black and tans, not to mention the penal laws and the famine. I was glad when he fell asleep, if I'm honest. Do you have any good topics of conversation I could use? Andy, a nondescript bungalow outside Clon, as they call it.
I have a great one for you, Andy. Go into the pub in Dunmanway and say, what's it like living in the disappointing part of West Cork?
Come here. Am I in a trouble with Budgie or what? He got thrown out of his gaff because the gourmet of a landlord wanted to sell it. So I told him he could move in with the old doll and myself until he sorted it out himself. He's very tidy though, like, and he do be up and with the bedclothes off the sofa when we get out of bed. And he's paying a bit towards the rent and helping out with the housework as well. So I do think it's working out grand, like, you know. The old doll's game ball as well, because she always had a thing about Budgie. She told me Langers one night she'd a dirty dream about him and all. I didn't mind no, like. I was never the jealous type, you know. But the word on the street in Blackpool is that the three of us are in a trouble. Like your one, Ona Healy, the boxer lad, David Hay, and the other one, no one's ever heard of. So, like, what is a trouble? Don't you do any, Blackpool?
A throuple is where three people are in a committed sexual relationship with each other. It's not to be confused with a threesome, which is on the coat of arms for Kinsale.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Jesus, lads, is there anyone left at home? Myself and Berna are out in Lanzarote, last minute job. We like to fly here once a year to lob the gob at a few wealthy Germans. Fat chance of it this year with Ludramons from Knocknagree in every pub saying, get your hands off her, Jürgen, she's as daft as an itchy whippet. Oh, lads, where can we get a slap of winter sun and nookie safe from slack-jawed gobdaws from North Cork? Rosaline, Ballad Desmond.
My cousin in North Cork goes mad for Tenerife. I said, what do you see in the place? She said, it stimulates my imagination. I said, but there's no culture in the Canaries. She said, there is compared to Buttervent.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.